Monica Lopez-Gonzalez, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
You have got a really interesting lineup of films here, Spanish language films and bilingual Spanish-English films. We're going to get into the rundown in just a minute, but first, what inspired you to put this together, this inaugural Be More en Español Film Festival?
Yeah, so I was actually inspired to do this because I spent a year reviewing film festivals, international film festivals in New York City, and I was just exposed to a wealth of amazing cinema from the world. And so I thought to myself, why is Baltimore not doing something similar? And so given the surge of bilingualism, especially with English-Spanish speakers, I was like, you know what? I think we really need to do a festival because I know there are people who are making films in both Spanish and English. And I think it's time to put this out there.
Now, some of these films, as you say, are bilingual. Some are in Spanish. What kind of audiences are you aiming to bring together here?
Yeah, some are purely in Spanish, and some are actually literally the text runs back and forth between Spanish and English. I'm interested in everyone. I think they bring up really interesting issues, economic, social, financial issues that are hitting the country today, and in Baltimore and all the East Coast. And it's for everyone, really, all ages, all different cultures.
Let's go ahead and get into the program here. On opening night, Friday, March 27th, you're going to kick off the festival with this is kind of like a Mexican film noir style musical melodrama. It's from 1951. It's called Victimas del Pecado, Victims of Sin. I'm going to play some audio here from the opening scene. As you can hear, now this movie is in black and white, of course. We see this sort of sharp-dressed guy. He's in a black shirt and a white tie, and he's got this checkered jacket. He's got a mustache and a cigar. He's just finishes getting a haircut and pulls out this big wad of cash, peels off some bills for the barber, and he heads out into this nighttime street scene. And we see him walking towards this club with a neon sign that reads Cabaret Chango. Now inside, we see this place is bustling. Here's a cop hauling an unconscious guy down the stairs and out the door. And our guy goes upstairs, he winks at a gaggle of showgirls, and he says,
yeah, hey, what's up, girls?
Thank you for the translation. And then now everyone's attention goes to the dance floor. There is a big band playing this mambo music, and women in big frilly dresses start doing this routine. And now we see this one woman, she takes the spotlight in the middle of the dance floor, and she captivates everyone in the place. This is clearly going to be our heroine, and Monica Lopez-Gonzalez, who is this character, and what's in store for her in this film, Victimas del Pecado?
Yeah, that is actually, yes, the lead actress, Ninon Sevilla, fantastic dancer. She was Cuban, but she is considered a Mexican icon because she was in so many classical Mexican films. And this story is basically about Violeta, that's her name. She's this Cuban dancer in the Cabaret Chango. And basically what happens is she ends up rescuing a child, an infant, from a garbage can right in Mexico City's big red light district area. And so she decides to raise the child, but because she's a cabaret dancer, the club owner's like, no, you can't do that. You know, that's going to take your time. And she's like, no, I'm going to do this. And so the rival of the club owner falls in love with her and decides to help her. But then rival of club owner, there's big problems. Tragedy comes along, and I'm not going to say what happens because it's a fantastic ending and way everything sort of just evolves.
This is an over-the-top melodrama, mm-hmm. an old film. What's so special to you about this film? Why did you want to start your festival with it?
It's a fantastic film. I think it's one of the best post-war Mexican films that was made. It was made by the great Emilio Fernandez, the director, who's also known as El Indio, the Indian, so to speak, in Mexico. And it has great cinematography. It's by Gabriel Figueroa, classic cinematographer of lots of movies, not just within Mexico, but internationally.
And as you say, this iconic star who has just passed away.
Yes, unfortunately. And she is, she's fantastic. I think here in this movie, she really excels as an actress and as a dancer beyond all her other movies. So it's like we need to show something that's just so fantastic and people need to know about this movie.
Monica Lopez Gonzalez is our guest here on The Signal this week. She's the organizer of the upcoming Be More en Español Film Festival. It's happening next weekend at the Fred Lazarus Center on North Avenue. And Monica, let's bump ahead now to Saturday night. Next Saturday night, you've got several short films that you're going to screen earlier in the evening. Talk about that lineup.
Yeah, it's a fantastic. There are three fantastic short films. The first one is called The Slaughterhouse Story. It's by Carlos Segura. He's from New York, and it's very surreal. It's a wonderful black and white modern surrealist story. And then following that is a movie by Valeria Molinari and Tania Garcia, and they're actually from here, Baltimore, Maryland, from Maryland Institute College of Art.
This began as an outdoor video installation, I think, right?
Yes, it did.
In Highlandtown?
Yes, and they presented it throughout different areas in Baltimore City, and they finally have a finalized version, and it's great because it addresses the issue of machismo and what people here in Baltimore City, just random people they ended up interviewing, you know, their opinions about that topic.
Men and women.
Men and women, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And here it is on the big screen form.
Exactly.
For the film festival.
And then being followed by a fantastic small little, also short, called Spanish Lesson by Sherry Ratrick Stroud. She's from Virginia. And it does a beautiful job of capturing the problems when people just don't understand each other culturally and linguistically. So it's sort of a murder mystery in a way.
A bilingual film about the pitfalls of not being bilingual.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Skipping ahead to Sunday, you've got a couple of feature-length animations that you're going to be screening. The first one is called, and you can correct me if I'm pronouncing it wrong, Arrugas by Ignacio Ferreras.
Yes, exactly. Perfect. Gorgeous pronunciation.
Right.
The double R there, which means wrinkles. And the reason why I'm showing it is that it actually did not get such a wide distribution out in the States. And I think it's just fantastic because it's actually based on the comic book of the same title by a famed cartoonist, Paco Roca, who's from Valencia, Spain. And it's great because it's a story that takes place in a retirement home. And it's basically about two men who one guy tries to save his friend from entering into the room of lost causes because he has the beginning signs of Alzheimer's. And so it's a really fun, very nuanced critique on what Alzheimer's is and how society views the problem, the disease.
You're also screening a visually stunning and musically stunning animated film. It's called Chico y Rita.
Yes.
And this comes with a musical score by Bebo Valdez.
Yeah, who's a fantastic classic pianist in the world of jazz. And I'm a jazz fan, and I just had to put this movie because the music that's used is fantastic. The places, all the animation, the drawings are absolutely beautifully accurate in Cuba of the 1940s and 50s, and I had to put it.
I would say, Monica, that probably the cornerstone film of this festival is the one that you're going to screen to cap off Saturday night. This is a feature-length documentary. It's called Harvest of Empire. This is a film based on a book by journalist Juan Gonzalez. I want to hear your thoughts on this right after we listen to this clip from the trailer.
We are all proud to be Americans today. Fly your flag with pride.
Once again, the streets of our country were taken over today by people who don't belong here.
But when the immigrants come, they come with a culture of criminality. It's out of control.
They put a strain on our Social Security, our education, our health care.
They never teach us in school that the huge Latino presence here is a direct result of our own government's actions in Mexico, the Caribbean, and Central America over many decades. Thousands upon thousands of Puerto Ricans were actually recruited to come work here in the United States.
The feeling was we could very easily overthrow this progressive government and make it a lot easier for the United Fruit Company and other American businesses to operate in Central America.
Monica Lopez Gonzalez, what do you want audiences to take away from this documentary when they walk out of that theater next Saturday night?
Yeah, what I want people to really pay attention is that what the movie does is it does a really nice job of representing and describing and explaining different historical facts between the United States and South America, Central America, Mexico, and the Caribbean, and we get to really understand, you know, why so much immigration has occurred, in direct effect of what the United States has done, really, politically and economically in those countries. And I want people to take away the fact that these events have occurred, and there's a reason why so much immigration is happening beyond what we think it really is due to. So it really has a lot of political background to it.
Monica Lopez Gonzalez is the organizer of the upcoming inaugural Be More en Español Film Festival. It's going to happen next weekend, March 27th through the 29th at MICA's Fred Lazarus Center. That's on North Avenue. And Monica, I know you had a few sponsors you wanted to thank as well for this.
Yeah, so this film festival was partially supported by a grant that I was awarded by Ignite Baltimore. And sponsorships also come from the Office of Diversity and Intercultural Development of Maryland Institute College of Art and La Petite Noiseuse Productions, for which I am the co-founder and artistic director.
Those sponsors worth mentioning because as a result, every film in this festival is absolutely free and open to the public. And by the way, if you are not necessarily that good of a Spanish speaker, you can still absolutely enjoy this festival because it is subtitled in English. You can find all the details for the festival at our website, wypr.org/programs/signal. And Monica, thanks so much and have a great festival.
Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to it.